One of my favorite foods here in China are these little round loaves of bread that I buy near my house.
这个在中文怎么说？啊？怎么说？大火烧。我听不懂。我们这叫大火烧。大火烧。山东大火烧。就这上面不有牌子吗？看不懂。看也看不懂。我肯定看不懂。
Despite my language limitations, I decided to do an economic analysis of their business, starting with some questions about the ownership structure.
你们是老板还是员工？员工，一家人，都是老板，都是老板，啊，一家人，很好，很好。Their
shop is in the market that's not far from my apartment. I calculated that it takes them about a minute and a quarter to make each batch of 5 loaves of bread, so that's 4 loaves a minute, which explains the long line outside their store. They said they sell about 2,000 loaves every day, which works out to a shift of about 8 hours. The loaves sell for 0.6 yuan a piece, which is about 10 cents, so that's revenue of $200 a day. To estimate costs, I started at my local Woomart.
Welcome to Walmart. We wish you a happy shopping.
It turns out that the easiest way to estimate marginal costs is to work in units of 8 loaves of bread. That's because each loaf weighs about 1/8 of a kilo, about a quarter of a pound. The main ingredient is flour, and a big bag of flour costs about 75 RMB for 25 kilos, which is 3 RMB, about 50 cents, per kilo. So it costs about 50 cents for the ingredients to make 8 loaves of bread. They sell those 8 loaves for a total of 80 cents, meaning that profit at the margin is 30 cents for every 8 loaves of bread. Since it takes them 2 minutes to make 8 loaves of bread, that works out to $9 an hour. Remember that that's for a family that includes at least 3 and often 4 working adults, plus I don't know how many children and grandparents. And that's only marginal costs.
我可以问你们一个月多少钱住这个房子？两千。两千。对。That
cost works out to about $10 a day if they work every day of the month. And I should add that they pretty much do work every day of the month. That's not uncommon here. At the stall where I buy breakfast, I have seen the same workers every morning for 4 months. Here, they're preparing a bowl of something called tofu brains that costs 30 cents and is quite tasty. Mr. Yang and his wife, who manage my favorite restaurant down the street, are on duty more than 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're finally getting a break next month to have their first child.
去你们国家没? 去美国做。
The bottom line is that there are a lot of people in China who work really long hours for not very much money. More often than not, the government here makes things even worse by putting up roadblocks instead of helping them out. But that's a topic for another time.
我觉得一个很好的机会。很好的机会。但有个机会才能。